Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Vav, mitzvah 306, the last mitzvah related to the Omer, the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. And of course, we believe that it is no coincidence that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer comes up today in the middle of Sviras HaOmer, the day before Lag BaOmer. So we have the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, mitzvah Shin Vav. After the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah to bring the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, and the three Isurim that the Karban HaOmer comes to Matir in Perachav Gimel Pasuk Yudalid, the Torah tells us, Usfartem Lachem Imacharas HaShabbas, Miyom Aviyachem Es Omer HaTnufa. We should start counting on the day after bringing the Omer HaTnufa, Sheva Shabbasos Temimo Siena, 7 complete weeks, Ad Mimacharas HaShabbas HaShviyas, until the day after the 7th week, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you shall count 50 days, Vehikraftem, and then you shall bring him in Chachadashal Hashem. That'll be the next mitzvah, that is the mitzvah of the Shtei Halechem, as Bez Hashem we will talk about. But this is the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. So some mitzvahs we have to figure out what we're going to say about them, and this mitzvah we have to think about what we're not going to say about them. Obviously there is so much to say on this mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Okay, Sfartam Lachem Imacharas HaShabbos, just to note already, quote the Medrash Chazal, Sfartam Lachem, whenever there's a plural Lashon in the Torah, it means incumbent upon each and every Jew. Sfartam Lachem is Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Every single Jew has to count. U'Lakachtam Lachem Bayom HaRishon Priyetz Hadar, where it's a plural Lashon, so then it means U'Lakicha L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Every single person has to take the Dalan Minim. Whenever it is plural, that's what it means. If it is ever singular, so then that is one on behalf of all. That is upon Bezdin, as it says in this week's parsha about counting Yovel, the Sefarta Lecha. But here in our parsha it says Usfartam Lachem, which means it is a Svira, it is a mitzvah incumbent upon each and every Jew. So again, there's a tremendous amount to say. Let's see what we can fit in. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Sviras HaOmer, Lispar Tisha V'Arba'im Yom, Yom Avas HaOmer, to count 49 days from the day that we brought the Omer, Shehu Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan, which is the 16th day of Nisan, Shenamar, Usfarta L'Chem Imacharas HaShabbos. As we spoke yesterday, the Chinuch gets this from the Lashon HaRambam, and that might allude, as the Mishnas Yavit said, to the fact that it is not a Karban HaChag, but it is just a Karban of the second day. V'Minyan HaZechova, and this Minyan is obligatory. The Oleder Limnos Bo HaYamim Yom Yom B'Chein HaShavuos. We have the mitzvah to count days and weeks. Shakasov Amer, because the Pasuk says, two different psukim. One Pasuk says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that is right here in Emor, V'Yamar Gamkein, and also it says at the end of Dvarim, middle of Dvarim, Shiva Shavuos Tisparach, weeks. So we learn from the two psukim put together, Ubefeirish Amar Abaya, B'Mesechas B'Gemar Menachas, Abaya says in Menachas Samachvav, Mitzvah L'Mimnei Yomei, Mitzvah L'Mimnei Shvuets, Mitzvah to count days and weeks. As we know, we count both of them. There is a machlokas, whether there is a mitzvah to count days and weeks every single day. We paskin, yes, both. But Yesh Menem Mepharshim L'Chinuch quotes, Shayadaitam Ki Kavanas HaKasa L'Nos HaShavuos Dafka K'Shein Shleimos. You only count weeks 7 times, on night 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, and 49. But other than that, when it's not a perfect week, so then you'd only count the days. And others say that no, you have to count the weeks every day, and that is what we do. V'yarei shamayim, says the Chinuch, yivchar darkam lahotzi mikol safek. We are mosi also many type of doubt, v'lo yachush l'tiferes hamilos, and don't worry about a couple of extra words, v'chei noagu hayom b'chol makomu sheshamanu. We count days and weeks in all makomos, and we will talk about it in a few minutes, Bez Hashem, what about Bizman Hazeh? Because of our Rambam Zechon Levracha, but the Rambam says in our mitzvah, the Al Yit'e Otcha, don't be mistaken by the fact that the Gemara says, Mitzvah L'Mimnei Yomei, U'Mitzvah L'Mimnei Shvuei. Don't think that means that there are two separate mitzvos here. No, there's one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. And though it says mitzvah l'mimnei yom shvuei, it doesn't matter. She'ena kavana bazeh lomar shetia mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Don't think. The Rambam is saying this maybe because in the back of his head, he's thinking of the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Bechoros. Because there, the Rambam already used that Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, mitzvahs yibum, kodem l'mitzvahs chalitza, mitzvahs pidyon, kodem l'mitzvahs arifa. And the Rambam was medayek elsewhere from that Mishnah. The fact that the word mitzvah is used means it's a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of chalitza, there's a mitzvah of yibum, there's a mitzvah of pidyon peter chamor, there's a mitzvah of arifas peter chamor. They're all separate mitzvos. So maybe that's what he's thinking here. The fact that that Chazal say mitzvah both by days and weeks, you might have thought that those are two separate mitzvahs. Kamash Malan, they are not. It's all counted as one mitzvah. And says the Rambam, you know how I know that as well? Because you only make one bracha. The end of the paragraph. The Rambam says, Lo Sidru Minyan El Balei Shlosh Bilvad Vayel and Shnei Brachas. If it would be two separate mitzvahs, we would have two brachas. Al Sviras Yimei HaOmer, Val Sviras Shvuei HaOmer. But we only have one, meaning it is only one mitzvah. Good. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. Even before we do that, just the Minchas Chinuch mentions in Oz Beis, a huge topic. We had a Daf Be'iyun Shir about this. Those who want to listen, it was just given a couple of weeks ago. It's up on here on the OU website. Daf Be'iyun Shomea Ka'one. Machlokes Achronim, Machlokes Levush, Magen Avram, all the Achronim get into the act, whether one could use Shomea Ka'one for Sviras HaOmer. After all, by almost every other mitzvah, we apply the principle of Sviras HaOmer. There's a mitzvah for every person to every man to read the Megillah. But not everybody knows the Megillah, so one person can read it, and I can listen and be Yotzei. There's a mitzvah for everybody to say Kiddush. One person can say Kiddush, and the other person can listen and be Yotzei. So what about Sviras HaOmer? Regarding the bracha, for sure, Shomea Ka'one works. Regarding the counting itself, that's a machlokes. Amazingly, there are some achronim, the Magen Avraham quotes, the Minchas Chinuch quotes him, that Shomea Ka'one doesn't work here. Without a Gzeiras HaKasuv, Svartim Lachem Svir L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Again, there's a lot of ink that has been spilled trying to explain why that should be the case. Why shouldn't Shomea Ka'one work in terms of the counting of Sviras HaOmer? Either way, the Minhag HaOlam is for everybody to count themselves and not rely on the Chazon. Good, we continue now in the Chinuch. Mishar Shia Mitzvah Sad Apshat. The mitzvah is about, this is a much quoted Chinuch, Lefisha Kali Karn Shal Yisrael Einu Ela Torah. What's the reason we count Sviras HaOmer? Because our whole life is about the Torah and our commitment to Torah. Umipnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Be'eretz VaYisrael. And because of the Torah, that's why the world and the universe and the Jewish people were created. Ukamosha Kasav Im Lobrisi Yom Avalayla Chukosh Mev Arestel Samti V'Chulu V'Hi HaIker V'Hasiba Shenig Alu V'Yatzu Mimitzrayim Kedei She'ikavlu HaTorah B'Sidei V'Yikaimuha. This is the reason that we would take it out of Egypt, not just to be free people. We weren't free. We know the Dal of the Shonos of Geula, Votsesi, Vitsati, Vagati, Velakachti. The last Lashon of Velakachti is Har Sinai. That's the final stage of Geula. We weren't Geulim. We weren't fully redeemed. And the purpose of creation wasn't fulfilled until we received the Torah. And then maybe even the Hevesi, fulfilling the Torah, the Jewish people with the Torah in the Jewish homeland. Like Hashem told Moshe back in Parsha Shmos, that this is the oath that you will know. You'll know by the fact that you will serve me on this mountain, on Har Sinai. That is the way that you know that this is the truth that I am sending you. Skip two lines. And getting the Torah was an even greater qualitative change than freedom that they achieved when they left Mitzrayim. Next paragraph. And therefore, because as we know, the Torah is the ikar and the center of our existence, Hashem gives us the mitzvah to count the days till we commemorate the anniversary when we receive the Torah. Kihi kalikarchi Yisrael, uba avura nigalu, va'alu l'kala gdula sh'alu eleha. Because the Torah is everything. Nitztavinu limnos v'machos yom tev shal Pesach ad yom nesinas ha-Torah. We are commanded to count to kabbalas ha-Torah, laharos ben afsheinu achevetz ha-gadol, el ha-yom ha-nichbar v'nichras l'libeinu. To show that we are excited. The yimne tamid, masa yavo ha-eis ha-nichsav elav, shi'asa l'cheres. When's the day we count to something that we're excited about? Ki haminyan mar ella adam, ki kol yishol v'kol chepso lagil azmanahu. Children count down to the last day of school because they can't wait. We count down to Kabbalah Satorah because we can't wait. And that is why there is a mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. And says the Chinuch, you might say then, v'yikshei lachalomar, we should count down and not up. We should start with 49, 48, 47, 3, 2, 1. Right, we should do that. Wouldn't that make more sense if you're counting down? Says the Chinuch, no, you don't want to count at, say, 49. So many days left. You'll get depressed. And he says you can't change in the middle once you started counting up because, you want to go in one direction the whole time. So therefore, says the Chinuch, we just count up. And also he notes that we don't start counting from the first day of Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. We give an extra day. We start counting from the second day of Pesach. Why? Says the Chinuch Vatshuvah, second wide line, we don't want to mix the celebration of that amazing event with what we're counting to. V'hatshuva ki hayom harishon nisyachid kulo laskaras hanesa gadol v'hu yitzias Mitzrayim. Chazal and the Torah want to give us a certain amount of time and able to focus and concentrate on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shu osu mofis b'chidash ha'olam hashkachas Hashem ha'bnei Adam, which is the most amazing, miraculous time period in Jewish history. As the Ramban writes, ba'arichus, at the end of Parshas Bo, v'ein lanu la'arif pisim chaso u'lahaskiri bo'shu min yachir. You don't want to have any other connected idea relating to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we wait one day. But after that, we start counting right away. Another reason suggested, the Meshech Chachma says, why do we wait another day? Why do we wait first for Pesach to start and only after that do we start counting? Says the Meshech Chachma, V'ha'ikar, after Hayos Yisrael ne'enachim, v'ne'enachim mifuzar mu'muvulam b'meina umos, even though for so many centuries and years of our existence, we're in Gullus, we're amongst the other nations of the world, we have to realize, just because we see stuff going on around us, it doesn't mean that we're not separate. He says, where do we get the message from? The first day of Pesach. The whole year we're eating chametz. The whole year we're involved in chametz. What does the first day of Pesach tell us? That we could take something that we're involved in and separate ourselves. He says, that's what Sfiras HaOmer is about. We're counting down towards Kabbalah HaTorah, which symbolizes our different lifestyle than the rest of the world. So we get the message from having one day of Pesach. We see, we separate from chametz. So this teaches us that we could separate from the rest of the world as well. Bechozos yumashbisin oso mikol gvulam v'zeh hora'ah sheikavlu ha'torah v'yishmeruha kasher yu muvlon bein b'nei nechar v'yu nevdalan mehem, and we could be even separated from them. That is the Meshech Chachma. Good. That is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's a well-known Archaim HaKadosh at this time of year as well. The Archaim HaKadosh says, why 49 days? Why 7 weeks exactly? And why is it formulated as that? Says the Archaim HaKadosh that all units of Tahara in Halacha are in sevens. Tamei Meis needs 7 days to become Tahar. Nida, Zava, they're all in terms of seven. Seven symbolizes a unit of Tahara. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, B'nei Yisrael, as we count down to Kabbalah HaTorah, that's the day that we wed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. That's the day that we get married. The Torah is the Ksuba, and we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does one do? What does the Kala do before she gets married? She counts Shiva Nikiyim. She counts 7 clean units of time. When it comes to an individual woman, so it's days. The Archaim HaKadosh says, when it comes to a nation, we need a little more time. So it's 7 weeks. But these are our Shiva Nikiyim. Ki letzad shehayu betumas Mitzrayim, v'ratza Hashem lehizdaveg le'umazu. Hashem wants to marry us. Don ba kemishpat nida shedinel lespar Shiva Nikiyim, v'tziva shiyisperu zayin shvuos, v'az yu mokshorem lachnisasam kala l'chupa, v'hagam kisham zayin yamin v'kan zayin shvuos, lezad aflagas atumba. We were so tummy in Mitzrayim, and it's a whole nation, so therefore we have to realize that this is what this time period is about. It is a process of Tahara. It's a process of Tahara, becoming pure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One should note that inherently in these days are not about Avelus. Yes, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died, and sometime post-Gemara, Minhagim started of Avelus, of no weddings and no haircuts for Chulu. And we follow those Minhagim, but Mida Oraisa, this time period is not a Seah time period. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, in one line, even calls all the days of Sfira a kind of extended Chol HaMoed. Right, we have Pesach with Atzeres, just like Sukkot and Atzeres has Chol HaMoed in between, so too Pesach, and it's all one long Chol HaMoed, in a certain sense. But, obviously, over history, many tragedies have took place at this time of year, and therefore, the nature of it, at least on the outside, somewhat changed. But either way, these are some of the ideas behind the mitzvah of counting down. Continuing now, midini mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Mash amr zacharin levracha. Mitzvah limnos amiba erev kedei sheyihu tamimos. It's a mitzvah to count from the beginning of the night, so you have 49, 50 complete days. And when is tamimos? When you start at the beginning. We know, based on Tosfos, im shachar v'lomon amiba erev, if one didn't count at night, mona lemachar kol hayom, they can count the entire next day. The yeshamru, and there are those that say, that, like the Bahag, Shemisha Shachach Velomana Yom Echad, Shen Yachal Limnos Od Ba'osa Shana. Machlokas Rishonim, or Machmir, at least like this opinion, that if somebody misses a complete day, the night and the day, then they lose their counts. Lefi Shekulan Mitzvah Achasi. Because it is all one mitzvah. This is the famous Shita of the Bahag. This is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Svir Saomer is one big mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs. After all, there are 49 separate brachas. So are they 49 separate mitzvahs or one? So Bali Tosas hold that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. The Bahag seems to hold that it's one mitzvah. And therefore, if you miss a day, you finish, you can't count anymore. Or the Bahag might also say that if I know that I'm going to miss a day, then I'm not allowed to even start with a bracha, because I know I'm going to miss, so therefore I'm not going to be able to do the entire mitzvah. There are those Reb Soloveitchik in a number of his essays about Tzvi Omer notes that he has a different shot of the Bahag. He does not think that the Bahag means it's one big mitzvah, because after all, the Bahag agrees that you could count by day without a bracha. If you miss the night, you count by day without a bracha, and then continue with the bracha. Why should you be able to count by day without a bracha? Is that a counting or is that not a counting? If it's a counting, so then make a bracha. If it's not a counting, then you missed it, you blew it. So what is this middle idea of, oh, you could count by day without a bracha, then continue? So if Soloveitchik, based on many other rayas as well, which we're not going to go into now, I think also a couple of years ago, we had a Daf Be'in Shir about this also, it should be up on the website. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe even the Bahag holds that it's 49 separate mitzvos. But the idea of tmimos means they have to be connected. What's called ritzifus. There has to be continuity of the 49 mitzvos. But they're 49 separate mitzvos. And if you don't have the continuity, that breaks it. But it's still 49 mitzvahs. And that's how you can have 49 separate brachos. And that's how even by day, maybe you're not doing the mitzvah. And that's why you can't make the bracha, but it's enough to continue the ritzifus. Then there's the Yehuda sheet that might connect to this as well. And the Yehuda writes, Rachman al-Lathan, if somebody's an onain during Sfirsa Omer, what if they're going to miss an entire day? Somebody dies, Rachman al-Lathan, let's say they're going to be nikbar the following day, they're not going to be able to count 24 hours. What does that person do? They're going to have to miss the rest, so the Yehuda says they can count without a bracha. What does that mean, count that about? No one is also to do mitzvahs. So maybe what the Nodeb Yehuda means is that it's not a mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah. A no one is also to do mitzvahs. But he wants to continue the Ritzifus, and therefore that would be good enough as well. What else connects to this? The Chinuch coming up. The Chinuch says, if you look in the next line, the Chinuch says that there's an opinion that if you miss a day, it's okay. Because you know what you can say the following day? Let's say you miss night 17. And now it's not 18. You could say yesterday was 17 and tonight's 18. And you can continue as long as you miss only one day. So for sure you're not doing the mitzvah from the previous night. But the answer is, if you only miss one day, maybe that is enough for Ritzifus. So that also helps explain this next line of the Chinuch, Umona Ha'achim and Kol Yisrael. Good. We continue. O mitzvah menamuvcha limnos ma'umad, it's a mitzvah to count standing based on a pasuk. Uma varech, and we make the bracha. We make the bracha. Umishamana below bracha yatsa. As we know, by almost all mitzvos, or if not all mitzvos, if you don't make a bracha, you still yotze. And I don't have to. If I didn't make the bracha, I'm still yotze. And the pratim are misachas barachas. Big discussion already in the Rishonim, but also in the Achronim. We make a bracha of Asvir Saomer. What about Shechianu? Why is there no bracha of Shechianu on the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer? This is a question of the Baal HaMo'or, the last Baal HaMo'or in Maseches Pesachim, the last page of the Rif. U'b'Sfiras HaOmer Yesh HaSholin, Ma'atam Einanu Omer Bozman, where's the Shechianu? And he also asked the other question, why don't we say Sfeika D'Yoma? Why not in Chutz La'aretz we should count 2 days every day? Tonight's 5 or 6, tonight's 7 or 8. Those two questions. Says the Baal Hamar, you know why there's no Shechianu? Number one, maybe because we don't have to be so machmir, we're just doing it Zechel Mikdash. That's his Shita, that it's the Rabbanan, which we'll get back to in a minute. And also, then he says his basic thesis, and that is the Ode Shalomatzino Berchazman Elabadavar Shishbo Shum Hana'a. You only have Shechianu by a happy mitzvah, by a fully happy mitzvah. Kigon Atilas Lulav, Shubala Simcha, Vitkiya Shofar, Uzichon, Ben Yisrael Vyishma Shemayim, Mikra Megillah, Hashem redeemed us, Pidyon HaBen, all these mitzvahs. But Sfiras HaOmer, Ein Bo Zecher L'Shum Hana'a, Elo La'agmas Nafshenu, L'Chorben Beis Ma'avyenu. What do we say after we say Sfira? HaRachmanu Yachzu Lano, Avo the Beis HaMikdash, we miss the Beis HaMikdash. This is only a Zecher L'Mikdash. And therefore, we're not saying Shechianu. You might ask, what about Lulav Kol Zayin today? That's also Zechel Mikdash. Okay. But anyway, says the Baal Amor, this is the reason why there is no Shechianu. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea, a different answer, why there's no Shechianu, where he says, inherently, the mitzvah, the bracha of Shechianu is anti-definitional to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, by definition, is counting. Counting means you're not there yet. You're not where you want to be. You're counting towards something. Shechianu, by definition, means I'm there. I'm happy to be here. Shechianu v'kimenu v'yenu l'azman hazeh. So it just doesn't work. You can't say it the first night. You can't say it the night of the Shavuos because you already finished the mitzvah. And you're already there and you have the Shechianu of Shavuos. So either way, the Rav said that Shechianu is the anti-definition to the mitzvah, and therefore there is no bracha. The Dvar Avram, also the Kavner Rav, answers the other question of the Baal Amor of why isn't there a Sfeika Dioma? So the Baal Amor gives different answers. It's not to be so machmir, it's just a Echel HaMikdash. But the Dvar Avram says, no, it could be that counting by definition has to be exact. 1, 2, 3, 4, numbers have to be exact. You can't say this or this. That wouldn't be counting. That's not a Sfira. At the end of the tshuva, the Baal Amor says, look, the Baal Amor didn't give my answer, so I must be wrong. But he still wrote the tshuva. Okay, either way, we continue. But no, Heges mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer midaraisa b'chol makom b'zacharim. The mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer applies to men. Why only men? Pashas, because it is a zman grama. There is a Ramban, major machlokas achronim, whether this Ramban is a mistake or the Ramban is true. And machlokas Rav Hutner, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim, everybody gets involved. The Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin, towards the end of the first parak, has a list of the mitzvahs that are not time-bound. And one of them is Sfiras HaOmer. So many, many discussions how that is. How could Sfiras HaOmer not be time-bound? That is the ultimate time-bound mitzvah. So some say it's a mistake. The Ramban didn't mean it. It said something else, and the editors changed it. But Pashtus, it's a Zman Grama. Notwithstanding that Ramban, which there are many beautiful pshatim in, but that's what the Chinuch says here. Only men. The Mishnah Berurah says also, Nilchas Sfiras HaOmer, maybe it's not a good idea for women to start because they'll probably forget. But if a woman thinks that she's going to make it, she could start. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says it's harder. They don't have a marav with a minyan. It's much harder for them. So therefore, you know, maybe nowadays, bizman, that they already can send themselves messages and all different other reminders. But either way, one should be careful to try to, if they start, to continue. So says the Chinuch, this applies to men, bizman abayi sheisham omer. On a daraisa level, when we have a carbon omer, umidrabanan b'chol makom b'yafilu ayom shein omer karabam onoseinu. Midrabanan, even today. That is a major machlokas rishonim. If you look back in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch notes that this is a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim hold like the Chinuch, Baalei Tosfos, that today it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan because there is no carbon haomer. But the Rambam says it's d'oraisa even today. And he wonders why the Chinuch, interesting here, goes away from the sheet of the Rambam who he always follows. But the Rambam holds that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'oraisa today. Major nafkaminus. Well, I'm going to say, what about Bein HaShmashos, right in Os Ches? What if you remember Bein HaShmashos that you didn't count the day before? Could you still count? If it's d'rabbanan, you pashtus can. If it's d'oraisa, maybe you can't. What about if you don't have kavana? So we pass him, it's just because kavana by d'oraisa, not by d'rabbanans. And therefore, if somebody asks me at night, what night is tonight? And I answer them, and I didn't have kavana to be yosef the mitzvah, so is that okay? Or do I say that, oh, I was ready yosef a mitzvah? So Rov Rishonim say, it is a mitzvah d'rabbanan today. So mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, so if somebody asks me, I'm yosef a mitzvah already. That is why we say, well, yesterday was blank, because we don't want to be yosef our mitzvah. According to the Rambam, you probably don't have to do that, because it's mitzvah shrichas kavana. And therefore, if you don't have kavana, you are not yotzei the mitzvah. Either way, says the chiddush, if somebody violates and does not count, he's mevatel mitzvah zaseh, and one should be careful. Just to end off, there is a very interesting tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger has a tshuva where he discusses, what about kesiva? What if somebody doesn't say it, but they write it? Somebody with the case is somebody wrote a letter, and on the top of the letter, they dated, you know, Yom Dalid LaOmer. But the entire day, they didn't count. They didn't count the night before, the whole day, and they remember the following day that they didn't count the previous day, but they wrote. Is that good enough? Do you say Ksivas Kedibur Dami regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? That's an interesting discussion, and there, look it up, Rekiva Eker in Simin Chavtes. Do you say Ksiva is Kedibur? Okay, either way, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will continue next time. Beth Hashem, next mitzvah is the halfway point. Mitzvah 307 is the halfway point in our Shiurim of Sefer HaMitzvos as we get over the hurdle of halfway through the 613.